ambassadors. First up, we have Mark Francis Brzezinski. He was confirmed by the United States Senate on October 18, 2011, to serve as U.S. ambassador to the Kingdom of Sweden. Mr. Brzezinski has had a distinguished career in both public service and the private sector. Most recently, he has been a partner in the Washington, D.C. office of McGuire Woods Law Firm, specializing in anti-corruption law. Mr. Brzezinski is the author of The Struggle for Constitutionalism in Poland and numerous articles on foreign policy and law. He holds a BA from Dartmouth College, a JD from the University of Virginia School of Law, and a doctorate from Oxford University. He is married to Natalia, a Huffington Post blogger and freelance writer, and they have one daughter named Aurora. And Ambassador Jonas Hofstrom, he was presented with his letter of credence to the President of the United States of America on September 18, 2007. Ambassador Hofstrom arrived in Washington, D.C. following 3 years as an ambassador of Sweden to Thailand, a position he's held since 2004. He's a graduate of the University of Lund and holds a degree in law, and is a non-commissioned reserve captain of the Swedish Army. He received a medal from His Majesty the King in 2008 for meritorious contributions during the tsunami catastrophe in Southeast Asia. He and his wife, Eva, have 3 children. Welcome to both of you to the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Joyce, for having us.
All right. So
thank you so much.
Thank you. And I'm going to start with Ambassador Brzezinski. You've now served as a U.S. ambassador to Sweden for 3 months. What do you think?
Well, I'm brand new. I'm 3 months old, Joyce. I'm incredibly pleased to be here. And I have to start by giving a shout-out to the U.S. Senator from Georgia, Johnny Isaacson, who not only sat on the Foreign Relations Committee that took part in the confirming of me in the Senate, but he has Swedish background, and he was such a pleasure to work with during the confirmation proceedings, and I hope one day while I'm here in Sweden to go visit the ancestral home of his family, which is, I believe, in the northeast from the capital city.
Wow. Well, we love Johnny Isaacson around here, that's for sure. He's been in Georgia for as long as I can remember. I grew up here, and I remember him when he had Northside Realty. He was big there, and he does a wonderful job for us. So I'm glad that you had an opportunity to meet him. And I think we just missed each other because I was in Sweden in November during that transition period, and I got to go visit with everybody there, and it was a wonderful experience. So sorry that I missed you, though.
Well, I'm sorry that I missed you as well, but I'm glad that we can connect now on the phone, and I'm glad that we can connect on the initiative of the Swedish American Green Alliance, because I think that you put it really well in your introduction. It basically is an initiative that brings to the table all the different players that are relevant when it comes to new markets and clean technology and green energy. That means business people, researchers, policymakers, academics, and folks that in the past may not have been talking with each other, but in fact passed each other. And what the Swedish American Green Alliance does is that it produces that opportunity for collaboration, for innovation, and it's resulted in some real business that has produced real jobs, including in Georgia. An initiative down in Waycross, Georgia, where Swedish company BMC is now engaged in a partnership dubbed Georgia Biomass, has created over 80 jobs locally and 100 indirect jobs through contracting. Together, that initiative with local and other actors has built the world's largest biomass pellet plant that will produce approximately 750,000 tons of wood pellets per year. That's the kind of constructive result that in the past when people were talking past each other may have been missed, but is a product of the conversation that has been produced by the Swedish American Green Alliance. And we're really pleased to be celebrating its 2-year anniversary. The Swedish American Green Alliance's 2-year anniversary was celebrated on February 18th, to be precise.
Well, I invite everybody to go check out the website, SwedishAmericanGreenAlliance.org, and you'll see just how active this group is. It's amazing how much that y'all have going on. Ambassador Hofstrom, what's your take on this?
May I first add to what Mark Brzezinski said about the Senator Isaacson, or as we say in the old country, Senator Isaacson.
Isaacson.
I met him a few months ago, and he asked me if he can bring some member of the Foreign Relations Committee to the residence. And it so happened that event took place 2 weeks ago when Foreign Minister Carl Bildt was in town, and he brought 13 senators.
Wow.
Discussing transatlantic relation and Swedish-American activities. So I'm so thankful for what the senator is doing for the Swedish-American relations.
Well, it seems like there's a very strong transatlantic relationship happening between the U.S. and Sweden. Why do you think that is?
Well, yeah, go on, Mark.
No, please go ahead.
Yeah, well, Sweden is one of America's oldest friends, you know. The first Swedes came to this country 375 years ago. A lot of Swedes fought on George Washington's side during the Revolutionary War. And Sweden was one of the first countries in the world to recognize the new United States in 1783. And it so happened it was a trade treaty. And the one signing on the American side was Benjamin Franklin. So we have a very strong and proud history, and I think that helps when we are looking ahead.
And also, you know, Sweden has a very business-friendly environment, much like the state of Georgia has. And so in addition to what you said, Joyce, in terms of a strong bilateral relationship between America and Sweden, I would say that the state of Georgia and Sweden have a very good and very active business relationship. For example, our embassy has a very good relationship with Swedish Electrolux, which is one of the world's largest appliance manufacturers. And we were really delighted to see Governor Nathan Deal announce that Electrolux is expanding their customer care center in Augusta, which is a $2.5 million investment that's expected to create 225 jobs by 2013. Those are jobs and money that will directly benefit Georgia. And I think that's an example of the two countries building on the shared opportunity created by innovation and creativity for which both countries are known for.
Mm-hmm. And I can add, Joyce, to that. I did a trip to Georgia 3 weeks ago, and I was surprised and amazed to find more than 50 Swedish companies who were working in Georgia. A dynamic region. I saw both the Governor Neal and Mayor Reed, and I think we have a lot of things going down there, both when it's come to the friendly business climate and the outstanding infrastructure. So I will not be surprised if there will be more Swedish companies establishing themselves in Georgia.
Well, what I love is
and
the fact
Georgians
that...
And coming to Sweden.
Right. It's a mutual exchange.
Chalmers University in the city of Gothenburg in southwestern Sweden is hosting a Fulbright chair on alternative energy. And the very first person to assume this chair is Dr. Art Rogaskis from Georgia Tech. And Art is today a very close friend of the embassy and is keeping us informed about what is happening in Georgia.
Very good. I know you both have both countries have goals of doubling exports. And I guess this relationship is part of the way that you'll reach this goal. Is there any other U.S.-Sweden links that you think are important for being successful? I really do love the fact that you have the environmental piece in with coupled with the business. So I think that's a really critical relationship that's going on there.
I think you're exactly right, Joyce. That is a critical relationship. And there's a number of things happening now that will make that relationship more important. For example, Sweden is now the chair of the Arctic Council, and America is a member of that council. And we have shared interests in both biodiversity but also economic cooperation going forward. And that dialogue is very much underway. We also see a number of American brand companies opening here. I was in northern Sweden 2 weeks ago in the the subarctic cities of Kiruna and Luleå. And what building did I see emerging out of the Arctic permafrost but a Facebook data center, Facebook's only data storage center outside the United States, is in Sweden, and it's there because of reliable renewable energy. It's there because there is a sophisticated university nearby, Luleå University, and it's there because the local business context is very favorable for investment. Tomorrow I'm going to South Sweden, to the city of Malmö, and among other visits I will make a visit to the very first Starbucks opening in that southern city of Malmö. And so those are just two examples of many American brands that I see flourishing in Sweden because the business context, the combination of a workforce that is grounded by the very solid education in this country, very favorable business terms, and a very embracing society when it comes to America creates a good context for American Swedish business to flourish.
That's wonderful.
And also, Mark, I think both United States and Sweden are champions of free trade. This is so important to add due to the dire economic situation both in Europe and in the United States. Things are going better. I think we have the worst behind us. But in this globalized world, you have really have to push free trade, the free trade agenda. Otherwise, there won't be any more opportunity of growth and job creations.
I think that that's a great point. I mean, I think it's important to draw the following parallel. You know, we're seeing, hopefully, fingers crossed, toes crossed, a modest economic recovery in the United States with 200,000 new jobs last month, 200,000 the month before. Sweden is one of the few countries in the world that's had a positive growth rate, 5% growth rate in the last year. It's got a very export-based economy, and so it's the collapse of consumer confidence in Europe. It creates a vulnerability, but it's remained strong, and in certain ways, a pillar of stability in Europe right now. And I think, Joyce, that's another reason why there's so much going on now between America and Sweden.
Well, having visited Sweden, I was very impressed with the three E's. They have equality, economics, and environmental sustainability going on, which are all very strong indicators for great things to come for Sweden and from Sweden. So congratulations on all that wonderful growth. I forget what the numbers were, but in Parliament over there, it's like as many women as men, or even more so. Is that right, Ambassador Hofstrom?
In Parliament,
yes.
In Parliament, and the government is in other words, there's almost as many ministers as female ministers as male ministers, and there's a new Swedish minister of innovation and enterprise starting a visit to Washington tomorrow, who is a 28-year-old woman. So, you know, me here in my 40s, I'm feeling like grandpa by comparison.
Not to talk about me.
And so I salute that equality because the most successful economies are the most inclusive ones, and that's something that is, I think, a shared perspective from both America and Sweden.
And I really see the environmental.
And also, George, I think.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry. May I say? I think also we are pushing hard, both the United States and Sweden, for more women in entrepreneurship, pushing the gender questions. We are working very close together in the development assistant area, and we see when we are working in third countries, if we push this question, if the more women we can have in the workforce, the more GDP can be obtained, the more growth a society can have. So I think this same focus on gender questions and women entrepreneurship is very important and crucial.
I agree. I work with women entrepreneurs across the board, and they pay back loans more consistently than men. And the reason why they're in business is for their families to support them. So any way that we can support women entrepreneurs around the world, it is a great decision all the way around, both for the environment, equality, and economics. So there you have it. Now, before we run out of time, I want to ask you both a little bit more about yourselves as people, as ambassadors. What do you bring to your role that's unique to you as an ambassador? Ambassador Hofstrom, how about you?
Silence.
Silence. Speechless. Well, I can't believe it.
No, but I mean, come on. I think you have to stay fit. I think you have to keep on working, and especially when you're an ambassador, you have to be interested in people and interested in new relations and in new areas which can be explored. And of course, with such great U.S. ambassadors to Sweden, that has really changed the Swedish population's view on what the United States is standing for today. I mean, Mark Barzum, for example, and also Mark Brzezinski has really bringing a new agenda on the Swedish American side. So that is also important. It takes two to tango. And I can do my job, but I'm so happy that I have Mark as the U.S. ambassador in Stockholm.
Very nice.
And I will answer Joyce by echoing what Ambassador Hofstrom said, and that it really is all about people. And Ambassador Hofstrom and I regularly discuss and compare notes so that we can do the most in terms of advancing the American-Sweden relationship. On the business side, on the security side, on the people-to-people side, on the Arctic Council side, and a sense that you get a multiplier effect by reaching out and working with as broad a network of people as possible is, I think, first of all, it's a great way to live because people are so diverse and so interesting, and so it's a very fun life, but second, it's also very constructive in terms of achieving goals, for example, pertaining to business. We were just talking about women and leadership. I mean, you know, there's a former Swedish minister named Maud Olofsson who sits on Secretary Clinton's commission on women and business leadership. We can't wait to get her to the embassy to talk about what she learned on a recent visit to Washington and share her perspective as broadly and widely as possible. Again, it's about people, a openness to perspectives, and doing what one can to kind of proliferate different perspectives. And I think that, to me, is a great source of energy for this job, and it's really helped advance the goals that we've had.
Well, I feel wonderful knowing that we have both of you intelligent, smart men out there looking out for our best interests. So thank you both so much for being on the show today. It's just been a delight, been mind expanding, and we look forward to tracking your progress as you go along. So thank you so much both for being on the show today. And again, would you like to give a shout out to the Saga website, make sure that people have an opportunity to go by and keep abreast of what's going on?
Absolutely. It's www.SwedishAmericanGreenAlliance.org.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ambassador Brzezinski and Hofstrom, for being on the show today, and I wish you continued success. Thank you so much.